Greetings, wrestling fans, and welcome to Squared Circle Society Live. I'm Flesh Wound Dan, joined by producer Todd.
Good evening.
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
Gentlemen, how goes the evening? I think, 28 hours of, wrestling this week?
Yeah, some ridiculous amount of... But that's mostly
not, entertaining. That's not really untrue either. That's not an exaggeration.
We'll wait till December 30th, but I'll talk about that later.
Oh, wrestling. So yeah,
house show that day. Anyway,
you're in a house show that day.
I might.
You probably still can. You're not in New York, so we'll hold off on that.
Okay.
What promotion, Pugs? What are you going to be?
Yes, WWE at the Forum. I kind of want to go just because right now it's like that's AEW's home, but WWE's like, here's our dick. You can suck it. So we'll see.
We'll have to get some January flyers in Pugs' hand or some flesh.
If I decide to go, because it's also just a house show. Like, do I want to leave the house for that?
Right? I don't want to leave the house for a pay per view, much less a house show. Unless it's an XPW pay-per-view.
Sometimes house shows are more fun in some cases.
They are, but they don't really affect the actual story unless someone gets hurt.
Yeah, they don't.
That's how the Blood Money in the Bank shows used to be, but now they're canon, so that's cool.
Yeah, they've become canon. You guys laugh?
The loser doesn't win on fucking...
There's no way. Unless Roman gets hurt in there, but
that'd be what? Amazing. There is no way LA Knight is going to get that belt, but I will my ass off so fucking hard if he did. That would be like one of the greatest.
And you know what, Dan? I'll be so upset I can keep not watching.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think Todd would really give a fuck, dude.
I'm already over it. It's like
Raw's been pretty good lately, and SmackDown's been solid. So Vince being gone is a good thing.
He's been gone longer than when you've noticed or when the dirt sheets reported, Dan. Well, it's actually been consistently going up in entertainment.
It has, but the last few episodes, I've felt it.
Since the merger, Vince has not had any control at all.
Yeah.
We've already had too much mainstream wrestling.
We'll get there.
I did want to say one thing. Did you guys laugh when they loaded up NXT? It was like, we've got the Undertaker, John.
apparently backstage they were calling it NXT Mania. And I honestly, when I was watching it, I totally forgot that the dong kept going off on Raw and SmackDown. And so I popped like a motherfucker because it's Undertaker. I'm always gonna fucking shoot my shit, lose my shit.
Did you think that Tony Khan was a little bitch when he made that response about
Don't get me wrong.
He was a little bitch the moment he said he feared for his fucking life in the locker room. That's the moment the world knew he was a little bitch. But
you have this fucking mentally deranged, depressed asshole coming at you. Give me a Pepsi. Fuck Bill.
I just wanted to see Punk get him in a choke. He's like, I'll have you killed. You know, my dad.
Can you imagine Tony Khan having to deal with Schlack?
Schlack
call 911 immediately.
Legitimately, Rob Black can pull a fucking heat wave and destroy that entire room.
Okay, I'm gonna pitch it now. All they gotta do is they gotta just fucking do what fucking bitch boy fucking Desert Eagle did to fucking CZW, just fucking bomb the fucking AEW ring. What are they gonna do?
Rob, either make it happen in LA or fly us out there. I will happily join you. I like AEW. I think I'm wearing a House of Black shirt right now. But if it comes down between picking XPW or anybody else,
I'm pretty sure you send Schlack, Masada, and Necro Butcher down there. That's all it would take to
We're
be
just gonna leave
out of that locker
Judge
room.
Joe Dredd out of here. Come on.
Well, you could add Dredd in as well, and they definitely wouldn't have a chance. Just all of those.
I think the pillars alone could take out the AEW roster.
Yeah, I think quite easily. Oh man, I want to see Schlack going after Tony Khan though. Now, there is no way they would be able to pull him off before there was permanent damage.
Well, Tony Khan can offer him some booger sugar, and he may be like, you know what? How much are we talking here, Tom? Back up that breeze truck. Two of them.
Schlack is just driving like a pickup truck with coke. Just in the back. It's full.
We love you, Schlack. Man. Please make this happen.
And I know you're straight edge. We're just joking.
I don't know. He was correcting the difference between smoking crack cocaine and Freemason.
Okay. Well, I'm just covering my bases. So I don't get my ass kicked. Because that's a scary dude.
Oh, Kruger's still going to sick him on you. You're fucked.
You know what? No, I'm not going to say that. So I'll just let it.
Yeah, that's probably bad. You're going to get triple fucked.
All right. Maybe
we can still get Cat to do the kick in the balls gimmick.
Jerry on top of that Sunday.
So, gentlemen, I don't know. Later, we're going to do Bound for Glory. I don't know if that's mainstream anymore or not. But
with their recent announcement, yeah, I think they're coming for the second place spot.
So stay tuned. Bound for Glory.
I'm fine if they get that second spot. I don't want to. Yeah.
Let's save it.
We'll talk about it. Yeah, we will. Because I even popped.
But you gentlemen, being 28 hours of wrestling, I wasn't able to get it in, but you guys watched IWA Deep South Weekend of Carnage. And what did you guys think? I still do want to watch it. I just wasn't able.
It's like 8 hours worth of wrestling. We get it.
It was a 2-day event. So the first day actually went down to Todd's house and we had a lovely time.
That was for Carnage Cup 13.
Yes.
That was night one, Carnage Cup 13.
Yes. And then we went to the Haunted Car Wash after, which you should check that video out, now streaming on our website.
And a better quality one, hopefully tomorrow. I've just been swamped.
Excellent. But for going in, not expecting much. I know we've seen IWA a couple of times in the past. We never really reviewed it here.
This is definitely a first.
No, when BC went over there, we did a little bit on. We touched on it.
Okay.
This is like, way back when. Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is the first full blown show. We're like, yeah, top to bottom, let's check this out. And I'll be damned if it's not entertaining. It's a little daunting, the in between setups and the intermission that kept restarting the counter. But yeah, overall, fucking super bloody, super violent. And I can't really complain too much. I learned some new people. Lil Sicko, Suicidal Beast,
Brent Wood.
Brantwood. Get those guys over here in XBW. There's one more person. Who was it?
Wasn't there Little Sicko, Sick Boy?
Obey.
Okay, you liked Obey. Okay, he was.
But that wasn't the other one. There was one more. Mike Either way, like, there's like up and comers that are in the deathmatch tournament, and I'm like, these guys are prime for the picking. This is cool to see them.
It is refreshing to see more and more like younger deathmatch guys, because for a while it felt like
dying art form.
All the vets, yeah. It wasn't. That's one thing I will say for AEW. I mean, it's not XPW deathmatches, but at least they kind of put it on, mainstream TV. So got some eyeballs on certain things. I guess I'll give them that.
But they did such bad deathmatch in AEW.
The exploding ring, yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. But you know what?
I think Chris Jericho beat Nick Gage, but I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't give a shit about Nick Gage anyway. But still, I mean, for deathmatch wrestling, that's not good.
The Judas Effect not going through the fucking light tube is annoying. That still forever annoys me. Like it's right there. How do you not fucking use it?
He did. He is doing like anti-bullying ads. So yeah, Nick Gage is.
Can we please see that on Stream XPW? The Schlack anti. Just say no PSAs.
It's like just say no. More for me.
I wish I could
find body safe sex videos.
It's so awkward because he's just doing like the gang affiliated, and it's like I don't want anybody picking on anybody, and it's like it felt very
Nick Gage is doing the bullying one.
I saw it on Twitter, I think, a while back. And yeah, it was like a Nick Gage anti-bullying thing.
Was it cool at least that if you bully them, I'll bully you, and I'm a bigger bully than you?
No, now, like, I think that was not going to work for his character no matter what. But if I were producing that, I would, like you said, I would just have him, like, fucking, like, yeah, like, they're just stealing somebody's lunch money, and then he comes in and, like, shanks them in the throat with, like, a light tube or something, and just blood geyser. And then at least,
Dan, you know, stop giving away this idea, because... they could easily make that happen.
Schlack doesn't like bullies.
That I can believe in.
We just need Dan down here for that. Some that we could have, like, I know who can bully Dan, and then
you just have some, like, kid, like, holding him by the hand, and then he, like, she points out the bullies, and then Schlack.
Kelby, are you available? We need somebody to bully Dan. That's a video.
Make
you sign this poster.
Or Dan, either way.
Do you imagine Schlack going to, like, the PTA meetings? It's fucking comedy gold.
Back to IWA Deep South.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
So the first night was also the tournament. And then the second night was just a card of really cool matches.
The second night was called Kings of Carnage.
There you go. All the matches leading up to it were cool. They actually brought a six-sided ring this time. It had some barbed wire around it. Oh, my God. There was a fucking spot with fucking firecrackers. The one that took it the worst was our boy Hardcore Hillbilly. He just stood there and fucking poor kid. I want to check on him. But he was there the next day, so I know he was okay, but he was probably hurting like a motherfucker.
Are we going to talk about the new overalls?
Yeah, they're brand new, so they're not, like, you know.
You look too new.
Yeah, but it was a good place. On the second day, it looked a little dirtier. It's getting there. Although I think you said they were too high-watered. Is that right?
Yeah, they're a little high for me, but maybe when the denim loosens up.
I still want the hip-hop hillbilly run with, like, the bling on the overalls.
You know what? That'd be hilarious, though. He, like, gets his first taste of black girl. He's like, I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't know if he has had one already, but I'm just saying. Like,
well, maybe he can find an LA chick and we can make it happen.
Perfect. So this was Chewy's Martinez second run at, he's trying to be a back-to-back champion. Mm-hmm. He was going for a two-time. MAGA Butcher was going for a two-time. And then whoever else made it to the finals, it would have been their first time, which was Lil Sicko and the Suicidal Beast, which is that's way easier to remember than the Bryant.
Well, okay, I'm gonna do the whole suicide gimmick. Pugs was not happy.
I don't find someone that brags about suicide to be that threatening. Like you're thinking about doing it, but you're not doing it. Like I don't want to say that it's okay to do it. Just like,
it's not intimidating.
And then I brought up Sabu, but then Pugs, as he points out,
he's not just suicidal, he's homicidal and genocidal. So those two big ones cancel out that weenie one. Not to shit on people that, you know, have to go through that shit. Get a better name, Beast. Homicidal Beast.
Dang. Right.
Genocidal right. Beast.
I like the genocidal. Well, damn it.
Yeah. Well, honestly, you can just get a new nickname, because, like, this guy, I'm ready to see him take on Schlack right now. So, like, I don't want to sound like I'm shitting on this kid, because he was impressive.
Yeah,
you do the Fit Finley Brian Knobbs story where, like, Bully Ray just, like, slowly, like, gets him out of it. Then he's just, like, homicidal beast.
You don't want to do the. You don't want to do the trash can gimmick like Hacksaw. You can find the European title in the trash. We're up and running.
There you go.
Because if you don't remember, there was an XPW European Championship.
That was a long time ago.
That was.
Yeah. Chewy, I am somewhat familiar with him. I have seen some of his work. I wouldn't mind seeing him in XPW.
Sure. Around the deathmatch tournament time, I wouldn't mind. I can't say his old name, but I did like his old nickname. Todd? Is that not allowed here? Okay, it's everybody's favorite something. Can I say Frijole?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't want Dan to panic, and I don't want to edit today.
Cool. it was a shitload of matches. Was it like 16 people, 12 people?
How many? What was it?
There's at least 12.
There was running.
Yeah, I think it was 12 because there was four three ways. Jesus. Okay. Four three ways.
Yeah, and it was a bit confusing to keep track of what was going on. Although I was still heavily entertained.
That was like my one complaint, because like I told Pugs, like every year everyone always bitches, like, why do they have to tell us how the fucking Royal Rumble goes? We know how it works. And I always respond, it's always someone's first time. So like I needed a little bit more. I mean, eventually we figured it out, but I mean, I just need a graphic four round, because we didn't even know how we're doing it. Because it's not like, you know, back in the day, standard tournaments, you know, you got 12 men, you do the rounds and down to, a lot of times we have a lot of multi-man stuff now. But
yeah, like, I guess, so the one who got, who took the pinfall in the three ways was eliminated. The other two move on. And we picked that up around the third round. Because that one control kid or the dude who looks like the Shield mixed with Christian Cage at the moment, Corrupt or something. I forgot his name. He ran in twice. I'm like, is he supposed to be here? What day was it when it was the actual fan that attacked a worker with the fucking bulk that of was, white tube?
That was the second.
Dude.
Is it just me or am I seeing that more than ever, like fans that actually try and get physical? I swear,
they still believe it. No, well, the last two XPW shows have had it.
Yeah, but even just I've seen like random indie stuff now where somebody just starts to try and throw fists.
Well, if it's getting too brave, we got to teach them that it's still real. Knock their fucking ass out.
Yeah, no, I agree.
This person got escorted out though, so they got off easy. But that was wild to see. But like, not just like a show.
I miss the good old days where you saw him 20 minutes later limping bloody from
your tea didn't do that shit again. Pat Patterson just zipping his fly up. Allegedly.
Wasn't that confirmed? Whatever. I'm not even.
It's not allegedly. Keep going.
What were some cool spots that we saw? Like a lot of fucking glass, a lot of doors. The firecracker was a little new. I had a great time watching it, especially hanging with Todd here.
Yeah.
In between, we're just shooting the shit, talking horror, and what could be cool, what wasn't, what could they improve on, what can't they? I hope XPW partners up with more cool people like them and people that have the balls to join in XPW, because this was awesome. And fucking cool streaming service that really doesn't hold back, so you can bleed or do whatever the hell you want, show titties. Dan, I know you like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, fucking good time hearing Chris Kloss announced with Larry Legend. That's always great.
I did like Larry's outfit. He was wearing his
Deliverance.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What do we call the winter hat, Dan? The one with the little, Fargo hat? There you go. Yeah. So we're very not, well, I don't know. Dan's deep south. He has the same logo too.
Oh, they also had the stars and bars.
Yep.
Heritage, not hate. Appreciate that shit. Oh, and night two, Redneck Rebel. We got a whole new gimmick for you, dude.
We got to talk about the first night, what happened with him.
Pugs is going to make you edit. He's just going
to
make it.
No. I want this dude to be to the moon. Because
we didn't realize he was a worker the first night, remember, with MAGA.
That's right. So I forgot what match it was, but MAGA Butcher.
It was the last one.
Was it the last one?
The last one he was in, MAGA.
It wasn't one of the finalists, semifinals.
Yeah, because they were fighting in the crowd at that point.
Okay. Either way, Maga got, I guess he got lost, didn't realize who his opponent was. He saw this other dude and started swinging on him.
Wow. But before that, Pugs was already excited because he was like, that dude looks just like fucking Otis Driftwood.
Redneck Rebel, he looks like Otis Driftwood. And honestly, if you want to just take all of Bill Moseley's redneck characters, you can be the 1001 maniac. Dude, just come on. You're leaving money on the table. Team up with Maga Butcher. Make him dress like Captain Spaulding. shave that hair, dude. Once this is the Maga stuff's done, boom. You got a gimmick waiting for you.
Well, I don't know. He may be like, you know what? Rob Zombie took our heritage and made it all mainstream, and he's like anti.
You can take it back, Butcher. Reclaim that shit. I got a guy who can be Irwin Keyes. Comes out to the ring, takes out a big old hand. Yeah,
touch good hillbilly for that one.
Hillbilly can do it, but I would prefer Kruger.
I've got this image now of Necro Butcher as William Forsythe in Rob Zombie's Halloween. It's like, I purged my snork all over those floppy ass tits.
That's he can do that ass balding, dude. Like, he can take those lines and still be dirty.
So I know you can't really tell, but we did like the show.
Yeah. It was, we're unfamiliar with a lot of these talented, with a lot of the talent. But yeah, the standouts for me were, well, I'm not going to include Butcher because we all know that. We're Suicidal Beast, Little Sicko, Obey, and there was one more. I guess it didn't stand out as much as I thought. Sick Boy? No, because I was calling Little Sicko Sick Boy because that's easier to remember. Either way, those three in particular. Looking forward to what they have to offer down the line. I like IWA Deep South. I think it's rad. I'd like to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they managed to pull off. Well, was that night one or night two? Because I was like, you know, they're starting so early because so they have sun. And then we started to get dark during the second show.
Yeah, they did. But Bray Wyatt tribute. They're following the wrestlers with lanterns.
But you could never, it was never to the point you couldn't see what was going on. It was always, it was well lit. Like, I worry about that in shows without, you know, traditional lighting. It's hard. But yeah, so I thought that was great. And then
the main event, it was the four-way between Butcher. Right.
We didn't got to say
Suicidal Beast. What's it, Bryant?
I was going to say Brian Woods. Where'd it go?
Is that it, Brian Woods?
No, it's not. Is it? It is. Brian Woods.
So Brian Woods, Lil Sicko, and Chewy Martinez. So, or like earlier I was saying, there was two possible two-time winners. They were the first to be eliminated, which was a little shocking because Chewy was first and then Maga. I'm like, oh, shit, it's going to be one of the newer guys. I'm cool with either one of them winning, but my heart went towards Suicidal Beast, and thankfully, luckily...
Well, that was after Hillbilly already got eliminated.
Very true. That is true. We were rooting for Hillbilly in the beginning. He did win the next night, which was fucking rad. Suicidal Beast, Bryant Wood, ended up winning the whole thing, and then Maga Butcher gave some showmanship. Dan, you gonna talk shit about Maga? Didn't think so.
Oh, show of respect?
Yes.
It depends on...
It's a tournament, it's allowed.
Yeah, it depends on the character. I don't like it. I've talked about it. It's like...
I know, that's why I called on you. But he gave him a little, here he is, and then he gave him a beer, and then they signed off.
But he didn't pull a Drake and go on for 15 minutes after.
Well, that was leading somewhere until that dude fell off the wagon, allegedly.
Yeah, I don't know. The show respect thing, it's just overdone.
Yeah, but especially if it's super veteran with an up-and-comer, like who just won a tournament.
The thing why it's okay, Butcher doesn't do that all the time. It wasn't like someone doing it over and over and over and over and over. Then, I remember someone in SoCal on their retirement tour every fucking match, to the point we just started booing him outright. He got so mad at us. I don't want to say what it was. Well, he got outed anyway. So whatever.
I mean, if it's an If it's an actual like retirement match, or if it's babyface versus babyface or something, you know, like there's certain moments where you can get away with it, but it's just like, good God, guys, you had a good match. Stop fucking jacking each other.
Finals of the deathmatch tournament, Dan. It wasn't like round one.
I didn't say that's fine, but there's a lot of that. It's in indie shows. It's just like, man, you just kill like any illusions doing that every fucking match.
Because most indie shows aren't trying to give you an illusion and they don't have storyline, so it doesn't fucking matter. That's what most indie shows, that is true.
If you treat well, and that's not a good thing. Treat it like it's the biggest thing in fucking wrestling, or why should I care? But
most of the time it's a bunch of little kids who want to flip.
Well, there you go. Don't do it.
Yeah, whatever. But long stream. Hopefully they edit it down to.
I'm sure they will. Yeah.
I haven't checked back yet.
Well, it's the full 8 hour one right now.
Okay.
Because it was like shorter for a minute. There was like a whatever, and then the whole thing went back up. It was like just the second half after. So I don't know. Because remember how the feed stopped and then came back?
Yeah.
So I think they had to put it all. I don't know.
All right.
But it's up there completely both nights, and yeah. I guess, you know, one thing,
quality stream, unlike a certain theater that we're going to talk about in a little bit.
we'll touch real quick on night two, the Kings of Carnage. Unfortunately, we didn't have the body.
Hopefully issues, he's okay.
And no JJ Escobar, so our main event changed.
It was Chewy Martinez and
I'm trying to think.
I can't remember the other person. Not to slight him, because it was good, but like
it wasn't
the body.
No, it wasn't the Beast. The matches were day two.
He was there. Was he there? Yeah, he was there day two, right? Lil Sicko was.
Sorry, the results aren't up, and we didn't keep proper notes.
Yeah.
But the match, the one that I do remember, that my favorite match of that one. Was definitely was it Tarzan and Sick Boy?
Fuck yeah.
Or was it the other one?
And I love that Klaus kept saying he's from Tarzana, California. Like he's nowhere near that.
I know. I was like, well, there goes his shot. Know your shit.
It rhymed. Although he was putting over what did Larry call it? Halloween Hell Night and Four and Van Nuys.
Hardcore Halloween Hell Night Four.
Halloween in Hell 4, Larry. God damn it. But yeah, it was nice to hearing Klaus promote XPW. Like, yeah, you belong.
Even though the first night he got the website wrong, I guess. He said he went into I'm sure I didn't even register. He probably was just saying XPWWrestling.com or even XPWrestling.com. But the 2023 address is the XPWWrestling.com.
Yeah.
So, which you can order the replay of this on there, which I would recommend. The second night's more of a collection of matches, but you got to see some good shit. I definitely think the tournament night was my favorite. It was a longer night too. And you know, we were hanging out too, so that
does help, yeah.
But overall, I say absolutely order this.
Yeah.
Check it out.
It was only $25.
Yeah, and they have the cleaned up streams are up now too. So
nice.
Speaking of cleaned up streams, that's a good segue to
Theater of Brutality.
What was called? Rob was calling him Fredo. Dirty Rob.
Was he?
And Schlack didn't get the movie reference. Sorry, didn't mean to call him out, but he said he's a good fellas guy. Nothing wrong with that.
That's actually a pretty good comeback, or yeah. Keep the conversation going like that.
So Dirty Ron may have spilled some monster on the laptop or something.
Maybe. I don't know, but you know what? I will say it was more stable than last month's. I mean, we didn't have any sound. I will admit I wasn't upset I didn't have to hear the bands. So I was just listening to music watching it, so I was fine without the sound.
You had lemons and you made lemonade because that just go with it. You don't need audio. It does help. Although if you're gonna show bands, you really do need audio.
they were busting the balls very good.
But I'm not going to totally crap on Ron because, you know, shit is hard to work. And he's this is a new place. He's working out the kinks.
Exactly.
I'm sure it'll get better over time.
I like the idea of it, that sort of in your house feel. There, it's probably, it looks like it's a blast to attend one live. I haven't been able to do a theater in Brutality, but
fucking Masada and Dillinger.
Yeah, I like the vibe.
And I couldn't hear the theme song, so I don't know what he came out to. Bodus.
I love the guy. Just no more Coolio, please.
I don't know how anyone can come. He must be from Indiana, too.
Damn.
No one from California. You hear someone coming out to Coolio. This motherfucker ain't hard.
We've got listeners from Indiana.
My wife lived in Indiana for a while. Well, I will tell you this. I have made comments about Newark, or is it Newark? Is that the Jersey being too white? I'm sorry. That shit's the rainbow nation compared to fucking Indiana. I think that, yeah.
I wanted to see the Todd reality show in Indiana. That would have been funny.
I hated it because I always felt like I had to smile at all these goddamn white people. I felt myself being overly... Yeah, I don't want to smile at you either, motherfucker.
Damn. All this hate in the world.
Yeah, but that's a different... That's a white. Sorry.
No more Indiana listeners.
No, yeah. There's some cool... Yeah, well, Indiana... Better just show me.
There's some cool people. Like, yeah, that's really making it better.
I said this is coming from the West. I'm sorry.
I'll smile at you. Doesn't mean I mean it. It's just I'm polite. And the same thing with Todd.
But I get home and then my face hurts.
You don't have to smile at people.
I'm like, look at that asshole from California. Thinks he's too good. Then West Side.
I did smile at some goddamn big boy because the one thing about Indiana that's better than California, when you go into big boy, you get two sides automatically instead of one.
There you go.
So
end it on something nice.
Although, here's something. The difference between California. Yeah, I know. Bob's Big Boy, they have the red sauce on the big boy. And in Indiana, it's French's Big Boy, and they put a tartar sauce instead on the burger. So just a little different.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it is surprising. And then they had a spicy tartar sauce one too. But sorry, now we're fucking completely off topic. Order the goddamn replay. It was a fun show. Well, Theater Brutality, it still has no sound. It looks much better, though.
I did see a comment in the chat where someone's referred to it as CCTV. I thought that was pretty funny. It's a closed circuit TV.
That's him. Like, you felt like you were the security guard.
Oh, now all you gotta do is call it Theater of Brutality CCTV edition, and then you know you're no longer liable for not having sound.
It's always good to see Mickey Knuckles, who got the win over Satu Jin.
Dirty Ron beat Hardcore.
He did, yes. Masada, Eric Dillinger. There's something kind of fun about seeing chain wrestling and submission holds just the in floor. The middle of a mosh pit. Yeah, it was kind of fun.
And by this time, they got the goddamn crowd, so they weren't standing in front of the fucking camera the whole time.
Actually, that one felt like a fight at a concert venue, so that felt pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, Masada gets the win there.
We forgot Hardcore Hillbilly.
Three-way Hardcore Hillbilly, Bull Bronson, and Peter B. Beautiful, with Hardcore Hillbilly picking up the victory. Yeah. Friend of the show. We love Hardcore Hillbilly.
He was swinging that Trump flag like nobody's business, so good boy. Good old boy.
Needs to... I wonder if you can wrap a... That'd be kind of tough. I was going to say, trying to come up with like a weapon idea with the flag, but yes, Hardcore Hillbilly picking up the win.
Hanging noose off of it.
And we also get the MAGA Butcher taking on Dr. Redacted.
Taking out Dr. Redacted?
It is kind of like a son having a tantrum and like the dad having to put him in his place. That's kind of how that match felt.
Look, I've praised Redacted here before because when he's out there, he's one of the few where I don't feel like I'm safe. I think a chair can come flying at me. Not as dangerous as like an Andre Verdun, but like in that area,
he threw it at you on purpose, Pugs.
However,
he meant to hit you with that.
Andre can do whatever the fuck he wants. Seeing Maga Butcher lose his patience with this kid, that put the fear of God in this man's eyes. I hope he's okay. That was a fucking brutal one. I enjoyed it very much.
That moment of look of fear in his face needs to be still.
Yeah, right after he broke the glass on Maga Butcher's head. He did that, like, there was a different look. He's like, oh. And it was just potato after potato. It was like, oh shit, he's gonna kill him.
Don't dead weight on the suplexes.
Yeah, that was that was a brutal one. Very entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully they work out the.
Yeah, I know the stream for night two got canceled. I'm hoping it's still. Shows up. I'm assuming they still taped it, so
because it did happen for sure.
From what I heard, it happened. I just heard the stream was canceled and the event was going on.
Okay. Well, where are your fucking cell phones, people? The one time.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
This get what out happens there when you don't go to Los Angeles or in the LA area.
Yeah, but I think they got told to cut it in LA too.
Only for the main, we saw the rest.
I don't remember. Oh shit. Okay, so there we go. Dan, you wanted to talk about Bound for Glory.
Yeah, so I did watch Bound for Glory 2023, and it was very cool to see Tracy Brooks get inducted into the Impact Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Fast forward. Mrs. Kazarian can eat my ass. Fuck her.
Wow. You would be honored if Miss Kazarian ate your ass, Pugs. Come on. Sure. Tracy Brooks.
I'm whatever.
We're off to a very respectful start of the hard-working people at Impact Wrestling.
Hey, man, I still paid my fee. If I want to fast forward, I'll fast forward. Because I wasn't able to watch it live. I had to watch it the next day.
Okay, well, I liked Tracy Brooks back in the day. Thank you very much.
Oh, so not now? You're all haggard?
No, but she's not a worker anymore. She just had that one match. I'm just saying. Tracy Brooks, great career. Also, Mike Tenay and Don West.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. That was a nice speech.
I still fast-forwarded, but I saw highlights.
There you go. All right. So,
and it makes sense for what later happens later.
Yeah, yeah. So match number one, X Division title, Chris Sabin taking on Kenta. Their first one-on-one, which is always cool to see that. Chris Sabin gets the win with the cradle shock. I thought this was a solid match.
Really? You're not going to say when Kenta pretended to do the go to sleep and then flipped everybody off because he hates Chicago? That's fucking great.
Looks like we'll never get to see that. Well, good. Punk was backstage at Impact, apparently.
Just because A Steel's there, fucking biter.
Yeah.
You don't want A Steel in a fight? Don't lie to me, Bugs.
Oh yeah, he looks like somebody mean like that. You're gonna have to.
He beat somebody. No, I don't.
I'll take him and Tyson. Let's roll.
I'll take Tyson. At least he's throwing punches first.
My guess is though that was like a painful fucking bite. Like there was skin coming off.
Okay. It's still a little bitch bite. Fucking.
But really solid match. And it kind of got me thinking now with Triple H now essentially in charge. Like, do you think any of these guys, like a Kenta, might be rethinking WWE now? Because it's like.
I would like to think so, but Kenta in particular, I doubt it. He had a miserable fucking time there, and I might have been a little too much for him to forgive. But who knows?
Yeah, Well, he was injured a lot too, though. Like,
yeah, but every time he wasn't able to use his move he created, he had a fucking he just had a shit time. And then when he finally got on the main roster, they treated him like shit. So
yeah, no, it's true.
And I don't even remember him on the main roster.
Yeah, he came out to help Finn Balor in some tag match, and that, like, I popped. I'm like, holy shit, this is like legit Japanese shit. And then it just withered away. But
yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it was unfortunate, but I kind of feel like now there's a few that might be willing. Like, we have.
I think you're getting ahead of yourself. I think a lot of those guys are going to want to wait and see a little longer. It's been like 3 months.
No, I get that, but you notice like there's no official announcement of Sasha Banks signing with AEW yet. You know what I mean? Like, wheels turning.
Do not come back. Fuck her.
I don't think that WWE needs her.
She'll be back later in life. I don't want her back for a couple more years. Go away. Go do your art wrestling. Go be a bitch somewhere else.
You just hate everybody.
I'll take her over Charlotte. Fuck Sasha.
Really? I'll Charlotte all day long.
Yeah.
Over Monet? Fuck that person.
I like them both.
Get a little and British.
I do think Sasha's talented, or Mercedes. I do think she's talented. However, she's dangerous also, and she's a pain in the ass. Go away for a while.
I think we need to do a story with Charlotte where she fully embraces the last name. Like, she just starts, like, fucking everybody. Like, partying. Just everything. Yeah.
Corner like, a stewardess and wave a dildo.
she just, like,
2023, like, she's assaulting a steward. Come on.
Helicopters her clit just on the plane.
I can't even say steward now either, right there.
No, whatever. That's offensive, Todd.
But middle flight attendants, is that better?
She just Space Mountain. She just like starts like shoving referees' faces into her.
No, hers is going to be Big Thunder Mountain.
There you go. you might as well.
The deepest ride with the shortest line.
That's fucked up.
That's awesome.
Woman haters. Good lord.
All
right.
Dan's got his no ma'am shirt on under his current shirt.
I have a leprechaun shirt on. All right. So match number
two. You hate them too.
Monsters Ball.
There we go.
Moose taking on PCO, Rhino. Jeez. And Steve Maclin, talk about a guy who's really reinvented himself since he left WWE. A person that most people probably don't even realize was in WWE, and he's just been having great match after great match after great match. So this lived up to Monsters Ball for sure.
P-C-O.
He's going to be turning 56 this year.
Suck it, Sting. Yeah, you have fun jumping off your fucking high buildings. I'm going to flip over into a fucking ladder. I'm going to fucking senton on the hardest part of the ring, the apron. This fucking old guy is insane, dude. He's up there with Terry Funk doing all this crazy shit.
Maybe more so at this point in terms of some of the bumps he takes, honestly. I mean, I'll never say anybody's better than Terry Funk, but in terms of like the bumps, I mean, he's doing fucking like sentons off the top turnbuckle onto the fucking apron. Like, he is just, I don't know how you do it. And this guy's been wrestling for like 30 plus years. Yeah, 35
thumbtacks and cinder blocks. That was cool. Yeah,
the power bomb, yeah, onto the cinder blocks covered in thumbtacks. Like, that was. This really was the PCO show. No offense to everybody else in the match. No, they were all great as well, but.
And Rhino's just coming off of an injury too, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
He did some crazy shit to be on the mend.
He did. He did. And if you don't keep up with Impact, I mean, Steve Maclin is just amazing. There's so much talent there, and I was actually talking to Kruger on Discord last night. Every time I tune into an Impact show, pay-per-view, whatever, I never walk out feeling like they wasted my time. I can't say that about AEW. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I never feel like I didn't have a great time with an Impact show, because it's so, like, Island of Misfit Toys, and I mean that in the best way. We've got fucking Johnny Swinger and PCO still doing their thing in the company. But then you've also got Will Ospreay, and we'll get to
him in a second.
And just such a weird variety of talent, and it really comes off great. The women's division has always been great.
I think they probably have the best one, actually. Like, they have an actual champion and the tag champions that are worth. You know, they have a roster big enough to deal to make it mean something.
They can book women's tag champs, which is something I hope Triple H will get that under control now. But
still don't have enough women, and they need more.
And it's not a women's tag team issue; it's a tag team issue.
Well, they
have good teams in WWE, but
I know. But I mean, booking tag teams with consistency has always been WWE's, like, since the 80s, the most challenging thing. They did all right in the 90s. They had a good run too, but then at a certain point they just didn't know what to fucking do.
Which is insane to me, but whatever.
Yeah, because it wasn't real tag teams. It was too many thrown together, and so there's no meaning to it.
Sometimes they work out. New Age Outlaws, one of my favorite teams of all time. Okay.
Yeah. But that was two guys who wanted to be put together. It wasn't just like The Office putting them together.
Acolytes, did they want to be put together?
Oh, I'm sure those guys already were buddies.
I work too. I mean, I have no issues putting two guys together. It's just like you gotta like stick with it, slow build it, and then they will feel like a team at some point. Don't just
like put Breezango.
I thought Breezango were entertaining as hell.
I didn't like them, but I know they were over. So,
and they were good in the ring too. Yeah. Ah, okay.
Go teach. Oh, Dirty Dango's up in the house now.
That was my
plan. Yeah, he brought us
back on track. Yeah. We're running low.
PCO picks up the win. We do have a run-in from Bully Ray shoving Steve Macklin through that barbed wire table. That's the exact same spot that took Daphne out, unfortunately. Great match, lots of fun, everything you would kind of come to expect in a Monsters Ball match. And again, PCO, one of the most underrated guys of all time, although he has kind of gotten his due, I feel, lately. But
I don't think, like, not to be a fucking complete asshole, but I don't think he deserved it a couple of years ago. He, now that he's a crazy old dude doing all this crap, it earns a little more, and I do like him for that. I just think it took him a while to get there, but now, yeah, he deserves his shit. I want a t-shirt. I'll probably buy one if they're cool.
Go back and watch his match with Walter Gunther now, right before he kind of went to Ring of Honor and tore things up there. Great shit. So our next match, Impact Tag Titles, the Rascals taking on ABC, Ace Austin and Chris Bay of the Bullet Club. And another really good tag match. Bullet Club walks away with the belts here. Ace Austin's one of those guys I kind of feel is going to get signed by a big company at some point.
Which one is Mr. Gigi Dolan?
Who is she dating? I don't know.
It's one of the Rascals. Bastard. It's one of the woman beater, the allegedly.
Zachary Wentz.
That guy. Lucky fucker. Don't hit Gigi.
I didn't know he was with Gigi, though. Lucky guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lucky guy.
Failing up.
Another great tag match. Because this has got a ton of buzz. Will Ospreay taking on Speedball Mike Bailey. A lot of people are calling this a match of the year candidate. And I believe Mike Bailey was one of those guys who was banned from wrestling in the U.S. for several years because of a visa thing.
I was like, who did he beat up? Or what kind of drugs or crime did he commit?
Well, the last couple years or so that he's been able to come back and he's working for Impact. I mean, goddamn, that ultimate weapon, shooting star double knee that he does, like, that just looks like Will Ospreay should be dead. You know, this match was stiff, nasty, and
this was awesome. Okay, so I like my wrestlers with like the supernatural stuff or the darker elements. However, I always make an exception for a really, really cool fucking badass. Will Ospreay is my non-supernatural guy. He's the one I root for. Mm-hmm. I believe everything he fucking does. When he cut that promo on Jericho in AEW, I'm better than Danielson. I'm better than Punk. I'm better than you. I'm like, you know what? You're fucking right. You are. I really hope he makes it to WWE if he wants to come. But also Speedball. I had never entertained in the lead up to the match. He kicks ass in the match though. So like, I'll enjoy watching him, but he's one of those dudes. Like, don't give him the mic. I don't care. Like, let the other guy carry the story. Just shut up. Do Sting and be quiet the whole time. And he'll be fucking amazing because his look sucks, but is he good in the ring? Absolutely. I'll watch him every fucking time.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. I mean, but I don't know if it's
Ospreay's my guy, and I'm so glad he's on the fucking terror run he is on right now.
He's got, like, if you're doing a top 10, he's probably got half the matches in that, arguably, this year. The rest probably Gunther. You know,
no complaining from me. Those shoes are fucking awesome.
I agree that AEW seems obvious, but I really think WWE should try and make a play for him
now. I think he would like to work with AJ Styles and Shawn Michaels. You know where they work? WWE. Go there.
Yeah,
fuck Cody. I want Ospreay to be the one to dethrone fucking Roman. That would make my year. But
I don't know if I don't think that's going to happen. Sure. But all right. So, Will Ospreay gets the win with the Storm Driver 93 Stormbreaker combo. Next up, we get the Call Your Shots Gauntlet, which a lot of shit went down in here.
That was entertaining as fuck, too.
Juventud.
Yeah.
XPWC1.
Yeah. With also, no microphone. Boo.
That's also better for them.
Jody Threat, another XPW alumni who's in Impact now. She's really good. We get Sonny Kiss making his TNA debut, having a dance off with Bully Ray.
I know he fucked that up.
Oh, my bad.
I corrected it. It's fine. I wouldn't even.
Sonny Kiss doing TNA debut, having the dance off with Bully Ray, which I thought was hilarious.
We got the was up right after.
Yes.
Against your boy who stole your gimmick.
I think that they would make an entertaining tag team. I don't think they're going that way.
Bully Ray working with Ray, a black person being a good tag team. Yeah, duh.
We do a reverend Sonny Kiss.
I was going to give this person a very uncool Dudley name. I will tell you after.
Okay.
Well, it'd have to be brother. Oh, it could be Sister Dudley.
I was going to.
I'm running out of time. I'm sorry.
No. Okay. I was just putting in the chat.
Okay.
Well, not the chat. The chat.
Matt Cardona showing up as well. The Brian Myers moment. I know Todd was upset though with the finish with Jordan Grace pinning Bubba.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, I don't know. She's more steroid now than any. I was like, Jesus Christ.
The last time, because I didn't watch it. Gresham at home. It's kind of okay.
The last time I saw her was like live at AWS. And I was like, is this the same fucking person? I'm not trying to insinuate there's steroid use, but
I just did, my bad.
you know what, they should recreate the Jordan you remember the Test Scott Steiner feud where they compete for Stacy Keibler, like she's like the prize they just do that with like Jonathan Gresham in the Stacey Keebler
role. I wanted to be my new brother Devon. He's my husband.
He's a good wrestler, but good God, it looks strange to me, just seeing him work sometimes.
It's like it killed Bubba to me. I was like, sorry, brother Ray to me.
I think that's Bully more Ray. For like old school people, because like if there's someone that can beat up a dude,
it's Bubba is taking human growth hormones.
Yeah, Bubba's a little bit much because like we grew up watching him. We know what he's capable of. This one, catch him off guard, do the driver.
Okay. Do you really want to be the one who puts Bubba in the position he has to publicly hit women? That just seems kind of fucked up.
They're in the back laughing their ass off. Let's see if he does it for real.
I can counter a little bit though. Bubba's in his 50s. He's in his 50s now. He's not at the top of the card.
World Clint Eastwood still.
I'm just saying it's not like. No offense, Lover, but Tessa Blanchard pinning Brian Cage, where it's like, guys, come on, where Brian Cage
built is for show, not to go. Sorry, Brian.
Yeah.
Like you're in better shape than I am. Good for you, buddy.
Come on, former XPW champion. Come on.
Uh-huh. There you go.
I used to like that motherfucker a lot. Now he's
whatever. Yeah. I'm just saying that's a little bit harder to buy than.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah. All right. So Jordan gets the win. Up next, we have.
Did she call her shot like right off the bat? She wants a knockout championship.
Knockouts title, yeah, with Trinity.
Why don't you just go after the world if you're into intergender, dumbass?
I like Jordan Grace. I've never been a big Trinity Naomi fan. I've just always been kind of indifferent. Like she's entertaining. I don't think she's even had much of a rebirth away from WWE.
No, she didn't Mandy it up down in NXT for you. That was a great glow up. Yeah, her glow thing over there. Don't be wrong, she's fine. But yeah, I don't think she's like top tier.
I'd rather watch her than the other one.
Which other one?
Cameron?
No, Jordana. Grace, whatever.
Jordan Grace.
Yeah. That one.
I was like, Cameron.
I like Thick Mama Pump. I think she's...
Is that what she's called?
Yeah,
you thought she was the stupid siren.
No shit, I did not pay attention.
Yeah, and you wonder why I don't like her.
She had a segment with Scott Steiner years ago. You should.
I remember. I watched because Scott Steiner was going to be on.
So I like Jordan Grace.
Hey, when Braun Breaker did Steiner math, I popped. I'm not even going to front. That shit was well. That's
so the
he's allowed to.
Solid match. Mickie James, who I am a bigger fan of. I thought it was funny when she recreated the Trish moment when Trinity does her ass motorboating spot, and then she kind of countered with that. I thought that was funny. Trinity gets the win. Good match.
You think Mickie's staying in Impact, or is she going to go join her husband?
I mean, I definitely feel that she's got an agent type gig waiting for her. And I don't think she has any kind of long-term deal with Impact or anything. I think
she has like a revolving door. Whenever she wants to come, she's allowed to.
Something like, yeah, pay. Yeah. And yeah, I gotta think so. Cause I think she's a good one to maybe give some kind of trainer.
Well, they let her work a match when she had the Impact title.
Yeah, WWE, yeah, no, got a good relationship. One thing I will say, Bound for Glory, great show. We'll talk about the last match, but
please,
it was really hard to follow Ospreay and Bayley. That was like the one problem. Our main event, Impact World Title, Alex Shelley taking on Josh Alexander.
What's up, Vicente?
Hey, Vicente, what's up?
What up?
Yeah. Yeah, we did earlier in the show, if you missed it. We might try and do some more indie stuff. Obviously, we do all the XPW stuff.
They fuck with XPW, we fuck with them.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, Vicente, but the thing is, Triple H now. We're in a different era.
Her husband is there. Nick Aldis is her real life husband. And like, I do, if they can travel together, I think that'd be, you know, an ideal situation.
GM of
and they fired the guy who gave her trash bag. So no more Mark, whatever.
It's kind of funny now, like, anybody that comes out of NWA that WWE signs gets like some authority role, because now you got Adam Pierce and Nick Aldis.
I did see some people bitching online. It's like, he can still go. Like, Survivor Series is right around the corner. Who knows? Maybe he might even come out as the fifth man.
Nick Aldis is great. He was never as compelling as a character.
This will make him more authoritative, so hopefully it works for him.
Oh, yeah, he's good in the role.
Yeah.
You know, he's only 36. This dude looks like fucking mid-40s, early 50s. Like, he's so distinguished.
He was young when he started in TNA. Like,
he's younger than I am. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, very young. So, I'm kind of curious to see what comes of that. So, the main event, Alex Shelley retains the title. Really good match. Josh Alexander, if you don't follow Impact, another guy who's been holding it down the last few years since the Scott D'Amore era. And
I don't like the headgear, but, you know, whatever.
I don't mind it. It makes
him different, but I don't care for it. It doesn't have a fake wig. Who cares?
I was just going to say it needs some fake hair.
I think that this was a great show. We talked about it before. I mean, they don't have the money. That's the only thing. But I do think they're an alternative to AEW. Not gonna lie, I enjoyed this.
They're definitely fighting. They definitely brought out they're bringing out their guns. So like, hey, we're still here, and we can compete with you. Because, like, be real, fucking WWE is this not gonna compete with it. They can say it all they want, but it's too big to fail. TNA now, or starting in January, they're back, and I think they're a force to be reckoned with. I had such a fucking ball watching Bound for Glory that I'm probably going to tune in this week to check out where it goes from here.
I wish it was easier to watch for me, because it's on what fucking channel? The Speedball
channel.
AXS, yeah.
It is now? I thought
I don't even pay.
On AXS for a while.
Yeah.
I thought it was on something else. It used
to be on Impact when that was a channel, and that's when they
maybe that's what I remember.
Then it switched over to AXS. It's right around the same time as New Japan.
I remember that, but I thought they left AXS.
No.
Maybe I don't. They've been on several different channels, though. It's amazing that
they moved it on that Speed channel. Was that Impact? Impact, was that the Speed? There was a while I couldn't get it.
There was that like concert channel. I don't even know half.
That was AXS. That's the one that they left, but it's back on. The AXS was a channel that had New Japan, and it also had Ring of Honor.
I have my DVR there every time. I usually just delete it watching it. Yeah, it's AXS.
All right, because last time I heard it was on the other channel. I forgot. Well, whatever.
If you're fed up with any. Like, I'll be honest, I'd enjoy watching this more than AEW, but we'll see where things go. Exciting time in wrestling right now. And what up, Jess Graham? We do have a show in 7 minutes. We're almost done.
trying to hurry him up. It was supposed to be 8 minutes ago.
I have a passion for wrestling, Tad, and I don't hate women's wrestlers like you do. So
I do not hate women's wrestlers.
They wrestle other women. It's fine. He believes it.
Did I complain once about Trinity and Mickie James? No, because Bubba Ray didn't come out in the middle and get beat. I would, if it was Spike Dudley, I'd still, but no, I don't know. Maybe I'd let that one go.
What about if Mickey Knuckles beat the shit out of Bully Ray?
Well, that's. Believable. It'd be a fair fight.
That is a fun feud. That's a really fun feud. Mickey should consider her Wasn't she on Impact? TNA relaunch. She was in TNA. She was Moose Knuckles.
Fucking team up with Moose, dude. You know those big black dudes like those white, big white girls.
It's okay if it's true, Dan.
Yeah. Okay.
I've all been right. to Club Bounce in the Butterfly Lounge. Don't tell me what's not facts.
Well, you can if you see Mickey Knuckles at a show, she sometimes gets up and personal, up close and personal with the fans. So.
She's a good time.
She is fun. She's a lot of fun.
Love her.
All right. So, Access. There you go. Yeah, I was spelling it wrong.
You know what? You know, we're still not even done. I think I got to bump that show longer. We haven't previewed it. I'll do it quick.
Well, they haven't really announced too many matches, so.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just going to let you guys know who's.
XBW Halloween in Hell 4, which will be airing on Stream XBW this coming Sunday. So don't miss it. But Todd, run down what we got so far. I know this will be short because it's. Not a lot's been officially announced.
And I haven't listened to the Rob Black show tonight, obviously, because we're probably going over it right now.
There might be
Okay. Well, obviously we're going, well, not obviously, we're having the Miss Extreme contest again. J-Love will be back, thankfully.
Taylor Nicole, come on.
Marissa Hayes and Evelyn Inc. are announced so far. Schlack will be there. Judge Joe Dredd, the Body Cat, Dirty Ron, Jasmine. I know there's where's the matches.
The MAGA Butcher.
The obvious, yes, the MAGA Butcher. Lou Dark.
Mecha Wolf taking on Eric Ryan.
There you go. I know that's one of our announced matches. Who is Schlack Wrestling? They announced it. I could have oh my god.
That I didn't see last I looked.
At
the last show, wasn't Eric Ryan versus for the number one contender?
Well, that doesn't mean it's the next. I want to say they announced who was it, Arrow Boy?
Well, Eric Ryan won that match, so it should be Eric Ryan versus Schlack.
Well, let's do the tag match. We know that one. Dan, do you have the tag match in front of you with Lou Dark Chaton?
Ludark Chaton and Cat Martini taking on the body and a mystery partner.
There we go. Let's speculate. Well, I know who I want it to be. A certain hardcore, can't say it on goddamn YouTube, Mo. And that is, of course, amazing. Angel.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's. I know Dan has a pick that he's not, he probably won't even say it.
Oh well, I mean, a lot of people are thinking former XPW superstar Lizzie Borden, but I don't know
who's thinking that.
You know who it could be? What were they teaming up together? Veronica Kane, is she all healed up?
We'd have to ask Schlack. I don't know.
Could be.
Well, we know it's not. Yeah. Unless we want to see a live, I can't say the A word, can I?
Don't do it. No, I don't know who it could be.
Hardcore Hillbilly would be a nice little surprise. That would be kind of funny.
Biggie Biggs, I mean, Cat did beat him. Body was saying on the podcast he wasn't well liked by the roster. Is he still looking?
Marty Skrull, since I keep calling for him in XPW.
His name came up on one of the podcasts. It doesn't seem like he's it's happening at least anytime soon.
Boo.
Any reason given why?
No.
He's only got so many places to work. I mean, like, come on, Marty.
Well, I guess that's it because we don't really have much more. But next week, we will definitely be talking about results. But we're excited for the show.
Fuck yeah, we are. So if you see, if you're going out to Halloween in Hell 4, come say hi to us. We'll be there.
Or if you're going to Halloween Hell Night in 4, too, we'll say
whatever
hello there.
Larry fucking says.
Halloween Night in Hell. We'll be at all of them.
Oh, and his commentary on the tournament and the King of the Carnage, whatever. That guy is good.
I felt like he was promoting All Holes Filled, his new podcast with Kat.
Be sure to check it out. Legitimately, you know that's our podcast, Dan.
You know what we need? We need like a
For the next show.
Women's Taipei death match with like tits.
So topless Taipei death match?
Topless, and you got the glass on the titties.
Oh, but then they're covered up. No.
Yeah.
you don't cover the titties up.
You just said
no, no one's going to want to glue glass on their titties, Dan.
I'm sure Slava probably knows some ladies that would be willing to glue glass on their titties.
I don't like that idea. No. I like it on their fists, and then their titties are flapping.
Yeah.
That's the best of both worlds. They can hit a tit. All right, well,
you know what? We'll pitch and see what hits, okay,
you guys? Yeah. Taipei, Tite Deathmatch. Boom. Boom. I give this shit away.
Sour bite to end the meal. Dan, get us out of here.
All right, guys. We're going to be talking horror live with multiple unboxings. Terrorvision Films, Scream Factory, Horror Pack.
Last minute edition just got here. We'll do that one first because that one has questions and stuff.
So we'll see pretty much immediately on the unboxing. Good night, Flesh Wound. Patreon.com/Flesh Wound Features. All starts just $1. See you right over there.
Good evening.
I'll see you in Disneyland.